Welcome to the Simple Wins Podcast. I'm your host, Adam O'Leary, and on this show, I interview the world's top B2B masters who know firsthand how to scale companies. This way, I can extract their strategies, then break down the simple wins you can use to fill your calendars and grow like never before. Today, I have with me Justin Goodbread, who's known for coaching business owners how to rapidly scale their business for great money, freedom, and impact. Justin, big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam. Looking forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. So, Justin, you haven't just studied business theoretically. You started your first one at 15, and since then, you've started and sold seven different companies for seven, eight, and even nine-figure valuations. You've seen the difference between a business that owns the owner versus a business that owners actually own. For the listener who is grinding right now, but stuck in the hustle phase, can you briefly break down the difference between a lifestyle business and a transferable asset?
Yeah, so I call them a value creation business or a lifestyle business is the way I would call it in my terms. A lifestyle business is one where the owner's at the centrality of the business. They're almost like when I was a kid, we used to get on these merry-go-rounds. You know, you'd stand around, we had Bubba on one side, me and my brother on the other side, and we just go as fast as we can and we hang on for dear life. The business owner's like in the very middle of that. And they're just kind of enjoying this spin real slow. That's a lifestyle business. Lifestyle businesses are really cool for individuals that want to make a lot of income. But they don't build enterprise value. And most people that I've seen who want to achieve decamillionaire status, that means they have a net worth greater than $10 million, they're going to need to have enterprise value in order to reach that particular milestone. So the people that we coach, we call it the decamillionaire way, and our podcast is Decamillionaire Decoded. In order to drive to a net worth of $10 million and provide the resources that it provides, you need to shift to what's called a value creation business. And what that is, a value creation business is a business to where the owner is not in the middle of the merry-go-round. They're literally on the park bench watching the merry-go-round go around and around. They really have built the golden goose. They built the business that is autonomous and can operate without them. So a true, very highly valuable business, one that somebody's willing to come in and shell you some bucks out for, they built that business to where it can operate without them. So that's the dynamic difference between a lifestyle business and a value creation business.
That's awesome. I love that. And in your world, deals die because of poor follow-up. But deals die because the business relies too much on the owner. You've said 86% of owners would quit if they could on a previous podcast. And when a business fails to scale, is it usually the market's fault, or is it because the owner failed to build autonomous systems that function without them?
Great question, Adam. So the way we have to answer that question is understand the lifestyle of the average business. Most of us, when we start our business, you and I are no different. I've started six, sold seven. I became an equity owner in a major firm. Most of us, we remember the early days. In fact, you and I were just talking about now the race that you and I could potentially have in the early days of a business. And in the early days of a business, I think most of us in the audience would recognize this, it was, you know, eat what you kill. It was feast or famine. It was go out and get the meat, bring it to the cave type of a mentality. And we learned how to sell. We learned how to hustle. We learned that we can do what it takes in order for us to drive our success to the next level. Then depending on the industry, there's a glass ceiling that happens. I teach it this way. It works in the service-based industry. 1-3-1-3-1-3-1. So the first $10,000 a month in income is all about the owner's hustle. The next $30,000, that's my three, comes from now where I need an assistant, or you know, maybe I need that person to help me take some admin off, or maybe I need that first employee to help me on the job site, whatever it may be. We can usually ride with one or two employees to about $300,000 to $500,000, depending on the industry, in terms of our abilities. During that time period, we haven't shifted our mindset from hustle or from sale to infrastructure. So what we end up doing is we break through that next glass ceiling, and now we're between about $30,000 a month in income and $1 million a year in income. That's where we end up sitting at. And we still have this mindset of hustle. Why? Because we got the blood, sweat, and the tears, man. We remember what it was like. We eat marshmallows and RC Colas back in the day. We know what broke feels like. We don't want to go back. So whenever we don't shift our mindset to now, hey, we got to build infrastructure. And now between this $3 to $1 million in revenue that we have to build infrastructure and we have to figure out how to get ourselves off that merry-go-round, what happens is we get stuck. And so 80% of the small business community is under $1 million in revenue. Think about that, 80%. We're talking right now, there's close to 33 million small business owners that actually employ people in the United States. 80% of us are under $1 million. Why? Because of ego, because we know what it takes, because we were able to sell, because we had the bruises, we had the scars, we remember what it's like to be hungry. We don't want to go back. But those of us who are able to say, you know what, it's not about me, it's about how can we serve our customer, how can we serve our client, how can we build systems that allows our team to push forward, whenever we shift our mindset and becomes about not about us, but about the company and the customer, now what happens is we hit that next 1-3-1-3-1. So here's that 3 million. We're in that $1 million to $3 million range, which is now we're trying to train employees. We're putting a leadership team in place. We're making divisions within the company, okay? Where the magic happens for most of us in order to hit super decamillionaire status is now we need to run in that $3 to $10 million range. This is my next one. We need to hit that $3 to $10 million range in revenue, which means that now we have a business that works without us. That's the goal. Now it continues to cycle up, gets to big business and everything else in the strategy. But for most small business owners, we're stuck under $1 million. And the reason back to your root question is because we're stuck, man. We're stuck back in the old day of it's all about me. If I don't do this, it's not going to happen. And we haven't shifted our mindset and we haven't put systems in place that allows the company to operate without us.
That was fantastic. That was really good. And it has me wondering, actually, because you have a track record of helping owners double or triple their business value in as little as 18 months. You call this the deca-millionaire path, as you just said. And can you walk us through your specific framework for this? Specifically, how do you take an owner who's drowning in manual tasks and install a system that allows the business to grow equity while they sleep?
Yeah, sure. We call it the Decamillionaire way. There's actually 5 steps on this journey. And beneath each step is a lot of system and framework. So before we can answer the Decamillionaire way, we need to understand that the value is what we're after. We're building a system that supports the company's value so that somebody's willing to come and pay us a bunch of money. That's what we're after. Okay. In order to do that, we have to begin with step number one, which is what we call relentless foundation. Relentless foundation is like vision, mission, values. I'm going to kind of keep it simple for the conversation today. And whenever I say vision, mission, value, Adam, I got to tell you, I got a soapbox here, man. It actually ticks me off. And that is when a corporate person who's never ran a company before, maybe had a success in division, comes in and asks us as a business owner, who we're running like 1,000 different divisions, hey, so what's your vision, mission, values? And it's like, dude, shut up. I don't have time for this. Don't you realize there's a fire burning over here? That's what my mindset has often been. But here's what I've discovered, Adam. Whenever it comes time for me to radically scale my company, if I haven't identified who I am specifically, what sets me apart from everybody else, how I'm going to operate, then my team unjustly can't keep up with me. Further, when I go to exit my company, if I don't know that I'm more than the title on my business card, that Justin Gilbert, he likes to hunt, he likes to fish, he likes to ride his tractor, he's a husband, he's a father, he plays the piano at church, he loves to talk to a microphone and give me one on stage and the guy can rock it out. I'm not just the CEO of the company, right? So if I don't realize who I am, then I'm not going to mush through the next 4 steps. So we call it relentless foundation. It literally, when we do it live with our workshops, it feels like you're in like the therapist's office laid on the couch. It's a lot of fun. The next one is relentless examination. There's 2 sides to a pancake. I've never seen a one side of pancake, just never seen one. The 2 sides to a pancake. You have the business side and you have the personal side. Relentless examination says, where am I at right now as a human? And is in alignment with where I'm at as a business. Now, in a business, there's 286 metrics that we can examine to know if this is going to be high, best in class, if it's going to have a high value. And on the personal side, there's a dozen or so metrics we can look at to say, hey, are you going to lose your sanity whenever you get into this next step? So relentless examination is trying to align the person of the business owner with the business itself, the strengths and weaknesses of the business. The third one is called relentless execution, and this is where businesses make or fail. In fact, inside relentless execution, we have 200-plus frameworks on how to radically scale the company. I don't have time to go through all those today. We can make and highlight a few of them, but we have relentless execution. That is putting the wheels on the road and making the car go super fast. Ultimately comes to number 4, relentless exit. Before we ever launch a company, we have to have an exit plan. If we're in a company right now, how are you going to get out? Who's going to buy it? How are you going to sell it? Is it going to be a child? Is it going to be an outside buyer? Is it going to be venture capital? Is it going to be private equity? Is it going to be a strategic buyer? Is it going to be a stock IPO, like a stock capitalization plan? What's it going to be? Maybe an ESOP. I don't care what it is, but what is your strategy for out? If you don't know that, then you can't design the company for maximum valuation. And then the fifth step is relentless freedom. Relentless freedom. My coach asked me a question, Adam, I've never forgotten. He said, "Good Brad, if you had unlimited time and unlimited resources, what would you do tomorrow that you're not doing today?" You know what I couldn't answer in that time period? I couldn't answer him directly without my business brain getting involved, because I wanted to say things like, "Man, we'd work on the strategic plan. We'd work on this initiative. We'd deal with this particular sales funnel." And my brain was going through all the things, all the hot potatoes that were in the company. He said, no, you're missing it, Good Brad. Think outside the company. I was like, you know what I would do? I'd write another book. Got one, number one Wall Street Journal bestseller. I'd won a New York Times bestseller. I would go speak on stages more. I would work with girls' homes because we like supporting girls at girls' homes internationally. I would do that. I would just not go to work on a Tuesday morning and go pig hunting if I wanted to. That's what I would do. So whenever we're thinking about relentless freedom, what would it take for you to live the most wild, radical life that you've never dreamt of before? That's relentless freedom. So when we talk about Decamillionaire Way, it's yes, there is a dollar figure involved, but there's a mindset involved that we're teaching through our podcast and through our particular channels that says, here is what a business owner who's going to achieve decamillionaire status has to think like. And here's what you have to do in order to rise to this particular level.
That is fantastic. That is such a good framework that you have there. Really, really good job breaking it down as well. And I mean, that is a really fast way to get there. And now that you're saying this, I'm super curious your thoughts on this. Is when you look at a website, for example, or if you look at a company, if you don't have access to their P&L, what would you say is one bright red flag that tells you that this business has zero transferable value because they haven't mastered a process yet? What would that be for you?
It's actually interesting you ask that, because we have a bot that we use, let our coaching clients use to actually examine this one thing. I can take anybody's website and within a matter of 2 seconds, tell you if they've got it or not. And that is this: is the company written about them? Is the content written about them and how good they are and how much credit, how many credentials they have, how long they've been in business, how many accolades they have, or is it written to one person? One particular person, one particular avatar, we might say, with the newest movies out and everything, one particular avatar. You can actually take your website. I challenge anybody to do this right now. Take your website, drop it into whatever your LLM system of your choice is. Maybe it's Grok. It does a great job with this, but by the way, maybe it's Claude. One of these, I don't like ChatGPT for this particular exercise, but put your website in there and give it a simple prompt. Who specifically does this company serve and what specific problem do they solve? If the thing cannot find it, that business is not positioned for exit. That business is probably floundering and they're not going to reach decamillionaire status. That's an easy one right there, Adam.
That is awesome. You nailed that one. That was really good. And if somebody's following your Deca mindset, for example, and they're following through with your systems that you teach, then what would you say is one tangible result, financial or lifestyle, that you can guarantee that they will see within the first 30 days?
Clarity in first 30 days. And the reason why I was going to give you something else, but you gave me a time frame of 30 days. Here's why I say clarity, because most of us, we want to act on something and see instant result. We live in this microwave society, especially as business owners. True decamillionaire journey, it doesn't happen that quick. The reason why we're stuck is why we're floundering is because we didn't do things back here in the past that we should have done that we've overlooked because it wasn't fun. It wasn't sexy. Okay. So if you're looking at the next 30 days, it's clarity. Now, if we were to extend that out and say, hey, good brand, 18 months, I can tell you, follow the system, you're going to have more customers, more clients, more sales, more freedom than you ever dreamt was possible. Why? I gave a podcast on this one not too long ago, Adam, just trying to simplify it down. And that is this: 1 + 1 + 1 = 1,000,000. And you could scale that multiple different ways. One client solving one problem with one process leads to $1,000,000 in revenue. And if you're at $1,000,000, you can layer it and you can get $10 million that quick. Because think about it this way, Adam, and I don't talk about this much, but I love sharing this. Currently, the number one lead generation source that's happening in most service-based industries is not referrals. It's not social media. It's not even our podcast. You and I both have one. It's not that. It's actually AI. If AI cannot look at your company and say, hey, GoodBread solves this particular problem for this particular person, now whenever someone types in their thing, it's never going to bring me to front and center. In fact, there was a study done at the beginning of this year in 2026, as we're recording this, that showed that almost 63% of today's users on social media and Google, when they type in, if there's an AI query, they never look past the AI query. They take the results of the AI query and make action on it. So if your company is not coming up in the AI query right now, you're screwed. You're not going to be able to reach decamillion status until you take a step back and go back and deal with those things, which you're like, I don't need to do that. I don't need to update my website. I don't need to have a journey for the client. I don't need to know who my avatar is. I don't need to have this handbook for my customers, this SOPs, these worksheets. Until you go back and fill those in, you're never going to rock it out. You're never going to reach your status that you're looking for.
Amazing. And we talk a lot about follow-up on this show. And you're a guy who values time, family, and authentic purpose over rented Lambos. Thinking back to the last cold email or DM you received that you actually responded to, what was the hook? Why did you reply to that one when you ignored hundreds of others?
That's an unfair question for me because I don't reply to any of them. My team does. But I will tell you, so I don't do it because I'm a business owner. And if the business owner's replying to emails, then get out of it because you're never going to accelerate. That's one of those things that we teach in the Decamillionaire Mindset. Do you know anybody $10 million or more that replies to on emails? No, we don't. We have people do it for us. Why? Because our time is valuable. So that's the mindset thinking, okay? But I do remember this one individual reached out through direct messaging, and I have a team member that handles this. And it was very simple. Here's your podcast. Here's where it's ranked. We guarantee we can get to this or you don't pay us anything. And they brought it and they're like, I think ours right now in the business community is like in the top 150 podcasts on ours right now in the world on Apple, which is not bad. It's a pretty good little following. But I look above me, I'm like, dude, I got to beat Dave Ramsey. Cool. I could do that. How are we going to do it? I don't know. And so whenever someone said, I have a framework and a system, and I was like, well, find out what they want to do. It was very targeted to my particular pain, if you will, problem that I was trying to figure out how to scale the podcast. They knew exactly the avatar I was. They knew the exact problem, and they had a system. They had a process. They had a proven framework that I could look at. Oh, you've done this for Charlie Brown. You've done this for George Jetson. I'm showing my age now. You've done this for these individuals. You can do it for me. Cool. Let's try it, right? So that may be an answer to your question.
That's awesome. Justin, seriously, this has been fantastic. Where can people go to learn more about you?
Absolutely. So I love it when people follow me on social media, specifically Instagram. Instagram is where I live my life. In fact, we do a lot of lives there. I challenge you at Justin Goodbread. But if you want to dive into the methodology and the thinking, go to YouTube. It's at Justin Goodbread. We have a podcast called Decamillionaire Decoded. We share everything out on podcast platforms, as I mentioned earlier, as well as on YouTube. And that's where I do the teaching. And we give away 99.9999% of the information. What we do is we coach business owners on how to radically execute it, how to implement the exact steps at the right times. Most of us, we collect a lot of data, but we don't know where to place that data in the time frame. It's like we know how the pieces on the chessboard move, but how do I beat the grandmaster? How do I beat the competition? Well, I have to be able to see 5, 6, 7 steps ahead and have to process that. Many of us as business owners, we can't because we're firefighting. So if you're tired of firefighting and you want to reach Decamillionaire status, check it out on YouTube or Instagram. Those are some fun things.
Justin, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate you coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. You're the best. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to click on the link in the description and go give Justin a visit. Ciao, ciao for now, everyone. See you on the next episode.